I guess the first thing I think of, and of course it's, just because it's where I'm at, is I would love to have the concept that we're always in the right time, that we're always in the right place at the right time, that that value was taught to us, that, that was just a given, that everybody knew that, that everything is going according to purpose and you're always in the right time. Because I think, creative people and entrepreneurs, we always think, oh my God, we're so behind and we need to get ahead and why isn't this happening? And I know for myself, if that had been a value that was just accepted and known that, well, of course the universe is working smoothly and you're fine, that would just be lovely. If we really knew that and it wasn't just a concept that we were trying desperately to believe, but we really knew that, I think we'd slow down. I think we'd trust. I know in my own creative journey, I beat myself up so much for so long thinking I'm doing it wrong or I'm not doing it fast enough and why can't I do it? And then in my own creative journey, of course everything worked out exactly the way it was supposed to. And so I think that if our view changed that way, I think more of us would really show up fully and show up more creatively and show up more inspired and show up more with love. We'd have that ease and that peace and we wouldn't desperately trying to be getting something done, we'd be getting it done. I know for myself, when I'm more relaxed and at peace and I'm trusting more, I have way greater access to my creativity and way greater access to my talent and my intelligence. I would love to see what this planet could be like. If we were all trusting and we were really, trusting wouldn't mean we'd be lying in a lounge chair, I mean, trusting would mean I'd really show up with my brilliance. I think there is, especially in the culture we're living in, I think there is such a sense of urgency. I mean, everything has speeded up, 24 hours, everything's open 24 hours. People want an email back within 30 seconds. There's Twitter now to interrupt your every, just as I said that, my Twitter account went. There's so much speed as though speed is going to accomplish something, and at least for me, there's so much sense of urgency. And one of the things that I teach my clients all the time is that urgency comes out of fear. Urgency is not excitement. Urgency is not fullness and vibrancy and enthusiasm. Urgency is fear and emptiness, a lack. And I think we're taught that all the time. I think that that's really drummed into us in one way or another, that you need to do things faster, quicker, better, instead of you're in the right place at the right time. You couldn't do it wrong if you tried.